This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey there, this is Audrey Raj and you are listening to another BFM 10 special in conjunction with BFM's 10th anniversary. In this hour, we will be covering some of BFM's hits and misses, some of the station's off-air endeavors, starting with our on-ground events like Enterprise Breakaway, Enterprise Takeaway and Rocks, our health events and our more intimate BFM network series. And to do this with you is our very own Frida Liu.
Good morning, Frida Liu here. Today, BFM celebrates its 10th anniversary, and in a few days' time, on September 6th, our flagship entrepreneur event, Enterprise Breakaway, is going to Penang for the first time, and in KL again on September 20th. I'm here with the boss man, Malik Ali.
Hi, Frida.
Together with our community manager, Jeremy B.
Hello.
So, you know, we're a business radio station, and we had our first event, the Enterprise Breakaway, 8 years ago. Malik, why did we decide to go into events at that time? I mean, of course, I was there in that process and all that, but you were the one who said, you know, I think we should start having an event. What was your thinking?
So I think radio can be quite a, I mean, it's you hear us, you don't see us. So a lot of people were very curious about how we looked like and wanted to at least engage with us on a more intimate basis, right? So they wanted to meet, as simple as that, they wanted to meet us. So we needed a sort of, we knew that that was something that was, that our listeners wanted to do, but we needed a reason to do that. And the great reason came out because we had a lot of entrepreneur-related programming out there. We had Open for Business. Frida, you were leading that. You know, we had Resource Center. So a lot of, you know, so Raise Your Game, a lot of programs that sort of helped entrepreneurs. So that was the best way to start. We started with Entrepreneur Breakaway 8 years ago. That's how it all started.
I think also the timing is such that, you know, it's a very startup mentality. Everybody loves that word and that kind of whole excitement about entrepreneurship and all that, right? You know, so as we celebrate our 10th anniversary and decided that this year's theme was storytelling, how do you think, you know, storytelling is an important element for entrepreneurs?
I mean, there's always a reason for being, right? I think the art of storytelling is a reason about the entrepreneur, about why you started this, and where do you want to take it. So, storytelling is an important part of entrepreneurship. Yeah? So there's a story behind every thing. Your mother was a great cook. You started an F&B business. My father was a businessman, right? And wasn't a very successful one. Had a couple of good ones. Had about five bad ones. So I learned from that, and that's my little personal story. Yeah, I wanted to do something where he left off, right? So
okay, what has been our story at BFM?
So BFM, so it was, I loved radio, but radio was such a crowded place. Astro, or at the time AMP radio, dominated everything. So I had to figure out a way to get into radio, but still have a defensible niche or focus. And I thought that was business radio station, and I tried it out. And I think that kind of like worked out. We are the only independent radio station around with this positioning. So that's the story of BFM. It's like the little guy, which kind of like, you know, swimming in a sea of like, you know, these giants, and being able to make its own special place in the radio and media scene.
And I know people always, even when you were talking to people at the start, a business radio station, will it work? The criticism, me wanting to join BFM, like, will this work?
And there was a fair chance it might not have, right? But that's the initial story. And then I guess the second phase was, then we went from business, in business, we followed the money trail. And that led to current affairs, because a lot of the money, as we know now, or as we know before as well, went into politicians' pockets. And so suddenly we became a rebel station, because we just simply did what other business stations would do.
Like wouldn't Wall dare Street, to do.
Yeah, well, I guess people at Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times followed the money too, and we also followed the money. And we became almost like a rebel station because of that, right? I'm like, okay, we're just following the money, and unfortunately, it led to politicians. So they became, and that's the story of us becoming a bit of a rebel station, so-called rebel station. I don't think so. I think we were just being a
reporting
station. That's right? All, you know. Yeah.
And then, of course, we ventured into health.
Yes.
Right. Mm. Why health?
There was a and this is health events, I think we're talking specifically, and that's the same reason, because people wanted to engage with the guests we had on air. We had really good doctors. We had really good urologists, a particular urologist who is very, very famous, and people wanted to see, who is this person, who is this lively person on air? And so Dr. George Lee did our first was a star of our first health conference, health and living conference, and I think we're having a health and living junior, I think in October as well. So that need for to meet and engage and talk and just meet each other as individuals, you know. So I think that's great. I think just meeting our listeners and keeping our feet to the ground as well.
Right, and I think one of the things, apart from engaging, is an opportunity for us to look at it as a business opportunity. Mm. Right, I mean, because this would relate to potential sponsors and all that as well.
So pretty much most of our events are sponsored. Mm. And I think that's a nice mix between people who want to engage with us and us with them, and sponsors who want to say, look, yeah, and whilst you're engaging, here are some interesting, you know, services and products for you to have a look at. So I think that's a nice trinity of stakeholders.
I know one of the things that you always talk about is that, you know, ideally we get the sponsors to sponsor the event and make it affordable for listeners to come to our event, right? At the same, but of course you still, you know, you've put your money down, you'd be committed to attend, that kind of thing. But that's always been the thinking, that we want to make sure that people learn in that process as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've never charged. There's some events out there where it costs ±1,000 ringgit per head, you know, and more, right? And we've never gone that route, except for our executive education arm, which is a different thing. It's 30, 40 people sitting down with the professors and all that. But in terms of events, we've never charged very, very high. And the idea is, you want people to benefit from this. So you want as many people as possible. And one barrier that to having as many people as possible is if you have, you know, more than 400 or 500 ringgit, then I think you're limiting yourself to a certain.
Right. Of course, we're talking about the BFM Edge Business School, which Noel Lim will be coming on to talk about as well. And then, of course, we then looked at building our community. And why is this important for businesses to have that community? This was 3-4 years ago, and hence Jermaine B.
We got in Jermaine to be our first ever community manager. I mean, we had to Google the job description, you know, together. Like, I like this. Yeah. So anyway,
we defined the job along the way.
So, but I think the idea is that radio stations are about communities, actually, particularly radio stations. So it's the voice of the community. You know, when we have call-ins, you know, and we have call-ins to, you know, Care Lights, when Care Lights give us their opinions, that's community, right? Mm-hmm. That's us listening, and that's you, contributing your thoughts and opinions to the whole of KL and Selangor, right? So that's our. And that's our thing. So building it it wasn't such a difficult decision.
Right.
It's just a question of how. And I think we've been building it to through radio, which is great. But with radio, it can be one way, or the call-ins, and we don't know you, right? But now with emails and mobile numbers, now we can start to sort of say, hey, you know, we know you, and if you don't mind us knowing you more, why not? Because we can, you know, we have this particular event that you can go to, and we have this particular program that you can listen to. So building that community beyond just on airwaves, but going through, talking through via email, talking through you via WhatsApp I think that we're building those out, because at the end of the day, it's all about us sort of building this community together, not just on our own.
Yeah. Right. And of course,
Yeah, I suppose also it's, I mean, when we build a community, we believe that we'll be able to provide what really matters to them, right? Because then it's not about what we think will be right for the listeners out there, but really what the community thinks, you know, they want and want to hear from us, what they want us to do for them, and the offerings that we can provide for them. And to a certain extent, I think apart from just the radio station, I think community is very important to all businesses these days. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of businesses actually having community managers now, a lot more. Initially, it was really tough, like what community manager does, right?
So, Jermaine, I'm sure got off. A lot of counter offers for a lot of these other guys.
No, I mean, I think it's starting to boom, this entire community manager role around. And I would say when you actually know what community wants you, then you get to stay relevant, really. And then you exist because there is a community.
Yeah. Right. And of course, we have our network series, which is a small, it's our events, but it's a smaller version, a tenth of, you know, from our bigger events, and also our workshops, right? Why have we done that?
Right. So, well, the idea of the whole network series thing came about a very casual conversation, right, Malik? It was just about, hey, you know, we've done events, you know, big conferences. We have about 500 over people. And that was what we wanted to do, to get intimate with these people, apart from just the radio and, you know, being all that on air. But then how can we bring this 500 people and then connect them in a smaller and more intimate level, right? So then we thought, hey, maybe we could do like a little site, you know, events or like, you know, then after toying around with the idea, we thought, hey, why don't we do a little network series? So this idea about network series came about, like, you know, why don't we have smaller intimate events, you know, comprising about 60 to 80 people. We bring together our listeners. We bring together like-minded listeners, really. So it's, they're all very thematic as well. Right. And then we have our presenters coming. You know, Malik Ali personally comes in as well. So then just to say, hey, you know, you hear, just putting the faces to the voices behind the radio to get intimate with us a lot closer, so we get to really network and mingle around talking to them, but of course based on a certain theme, so that you go back learning about something as well, not just, you know, chit chat, makan and stuff like that.
Although that's important for us. I also feel like it's a filtration process. Like, I mean, infiltration in the sense that, okay, you've got your entrepreneur event. Example was when we had our enterprise event, and then we went into went to the restaurant to look at the back end and bangi, you know what I mean? At the back end of what it takes to actually manage a restaurant. And of course, that catered to the F&B space and all that. And you get to talk to the listeners a little bit more, whereas the big events, everybody wants to talk, but it's just sometimes too many people as well, right?
So we also wanted to test if that worked, right? So then we run our very first session on investor-investee relationship. That was in 2016, March. And we had Malik as well as Tiam Hock to just do the session, and we realized that, hey, it was proven that people actually loved these sessions, and then we had to run up to two similar sessions, exactly the same thing, catering to about 2,000 over people who actually, you know, wanted to join, but we could only do 120. So then we realized people actually appreciate you know, intimacy and just coming together in a more intimate, like, and closer level.
One of my favorites was actually the one that you that on women entrepreneurs.
Okay.
You remember that?
Yes.
So where, you know, all, you know, and it was a very women audience, women audience. So I remember us doing that. It was actually one of our classiest events, if you can remember.
Thanks to Mercedes.
And I'm like, wow, this is great. This again, there's sort of this community of women, of women getting together and saying, hey, these are the, you know, these are some of the successful ones among us. Let's have a chat and let's have, you know, there's no and, you know, in the way that women like to engage with each other, right? So over drinks, over a nice meal. So I think that's that was one of the highlights, I think, to me, just to bring communities and in a way sub communities together. So I think that's a great thing.
And of course, people can join our community on our website.
Yes, if you head on to mybfm.my, you will, once you sign up and you choose your interests, and then you give us a lot more information about yourself. The more information you give about yourself, the more we can cater to your needs. We also, you know, can create your very own playlist. You can also personalize your very own radio. So it's a pretty amazing platform that the digital team has, you know, personally crafted for the listeners and also community out there. So, you know, leverage on it, really.
Okay. And I guess this is a final question. What does BFM want to mean to the community? I put that down as business community, but I guess although that's the essence of who we are, it does expand into other things as well. What do we want to mean to a person?
Yeah, we're on our way to building first world Malaysia, mm-hmm. and also building first world Malaysians.
Right.
So I think that's our goal, and hopefully that our the community sees it the same way. I mean, you know, people say Malaysia Baru, mm-hmm. And I guess we've had our own version of that. That aspiration to be better, you know, more compassionate, more looking out for the rest of our community. I think that's a fantastic thing. I think there is that spirit in Malaysians right now. I think there is. So I think there's hope, and there's also that sort of looking out for others. I think that's something that we need to nurture and just and through the radio station and through BFM and through other organizations as well. If you can harness this into a great new first world Malaysia, I think that'd be wonderful.
All right. I was speaking to Malik Ali, founder, and together with Jermaine B, our community manager. We'll see you in Penang on September 6th. You haven't registered for it. You go to bfm.my/ebpenang, of course, and September 20th in KL. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rita.
That was Frida Liu speaking with the boss man Malik Ali and BFM's community manager Jermaine B. Next, we'll delve into the world of B-School, BFM's very own executive education arm. That's up right after the break. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.